Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust God is blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Pastor Adonis, who has graced us with his presence over the lines. Greetings to you, men of God. Thank you so much and welcome.
Greetings, Muruti. Thank you for having me again.
We appreciate the time you have given us, Muruti, and there are no words that can explain how I feel about this. It is just God using you mightily, and I trust that this journey is going to be a beautiful one.
Thank you so much, man of God. Yes, we trust God that will grant us that grace again to share his word.
Amen. Now, tonight we are touching on the aspect of the issue of teaching the truth. I've come to realize, Muruti, and done so many researches over the years. I think in the past 29 years, I was able to see that there was a gradual deviation, but it was coming like a force from the aspect of teaching about the truth to an aspect of teaching about the emotive. And I've not yet entered into the issue of teaching about lies, but I have seen a powerful trend that has happened. And this is everywhere in the Western countries where you see there's a very strong trend of teaching about the emotive, things that would make people feel good, the feel-good stories, and to negate the aspect of the truth, because others are alleging that. Should we speak of the truth, many people would not understand. But they are putting it very diplomatically and saying that when you teach about the truth, you should be careful to chew the truth for the people before you can give it to them. And this is from people, bishops and people who have interviewed over the years. And they actually are not keen on the aspect of the truth, but hiding that in a way that they still would quote scripture, but they would deviate to a feel-good moment of scripture. Even when God rebukes, they would actually make a feel-good about it. Yeah. Not that they should make a feel-bad, but this seems to be a trend. I don't know if you have realized it, Muruti.
Yeah, thank you so much, Muruti. Yes, this point is very crucial and very important as far as our doctrine is concerned and our faith in Jesus Christ. You know, himself, when he talks about himself, he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Absolutely.
So we cannot deviate from the truth. You know, it's unfortunately, as you said, you notice over the couple of years, but we need to be very careful why people deviating from the truth, you know. And these are a couple of signs that even the Lord Jesus himself, he warned us, say, look, in the last days, such a thing will happen. To the extent that people, they will enjoy, they'll prefer to hear things that make them comfortable, you know. And, you know, even the thing that makes us uncomfortable, they must be spoken with love. Because God himself is love.
Yes.
And the purpose of him speaking to us with love is not to lose any of us.
Yeah.
You know, we feel pain, but at the end of the day, he heals us by the power of his word still. So this is also one of the signs of the end of time, if I can say so. Because more and more, as the day of the Lord approaching, and more, you know, people, they tend not to mention even the truth about our salvation and where our eternity, where it's concerned.
Yeah.
You know, we deserve to speak about any other things which are not bad, but we cannot hide the truth. You know, as Jesus himself said that, you know, you shall know the truth. And that's in the book of John chapter 8.
Yes,
he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Yeah.
So, which means that when we do not present the truth the way it is, we are actually capturing the people with something else than what can set them free.
Sure. Now, that is a danger point, which I think if people were truly considerate, they would think in that line. But it looks like the feel-good gospel seems to be drawing a lot of numbers. And the truth in love seems to actually be losing a lot of foothold in terms of numbers. And it is why we see many teachers really going through this wide gate, Muruti. What's your take?
Man of God, you know, there are simple words, simple teaching that even Jesus himself, you know, he gave. You know, even at, he said that, like the forgiveness. For
yes,
it's one of the truths that we cannot run away from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Book of Mercy, when he talked about, when he gave the Lord's Prayer and he explained, he said that, when you forgive your Father in heaven, shall forgive you. Now, you find that sometimes we don't talk much about forgiving people, you know, even in the way we live in the society, but we tend to speak about many things that are kind of a direct answer to the need. Mostly physical need. And that's why you see when we touch things like that, they are pulling the crowd because people, they are so much desperate of immediate answer to certain things that they need on a daily basis in terms to live. And that is one of the touch. So when we mention mostly of the things which, you know, God got no issue to give someone a job.
Mm-hmm.
God got no issue to give someone money. That's not the problem with God. At the end of the day, God wants your heart. God wants your soul.
Yes.
You know?
Sure. And it is amazing that we also see, Maruti, you know, if it would be the younger ones really flocking into this, and we know that, you know, by the rod of the truth, they will come back and start to teach right. But it also the bishopric, you know, the people who are up there, who basically now are even altering scripture, going to that very aspect of saying, the Lord really lamenting and saying, they perverted my commandments for their own use. And these leaders to be brutish, you know, that very aspect seems to be happening from on the higher echelons, Muruti. A serious problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very serious problem. You know, when the ships on the float, they come into, to the Lord, and then they see a man, you know, who's presenting them that truth. So at the end of the day, there's a high level of trust in such a person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and especially when we do not get time, you know, like the disciples of Berea, who could get time, you know, to go back home and study everything that had been taught to them, you know, we are in a very serious dilemma. Because at the end of the day, because of the higher level of trust in such a person, so the person can deviate or can avoid certain truths, you know, and be selective, as you mentioned earlier on, be selective in order to accommodate the people who are following and accommodate his own personal interests. You must remember one thing, the word of God is not only to the congregation, it's also to us who are preaching to the congregation. It must be above you. It must be able to help you. And the Bible says, it's there to guide us, to direct us, even to rebuke us, but with love, with a purpose to bring us back to the right way. So now, if I have to be selective, to be speaking things that will make me to be under a shade of protection, you know, to secure my position, you know, to cover all the things that I do and they are presenting to people, this and this, you know, at the end of the day, and this was the thing that we should not forget, we will be accountable before the Lord.
So, now, we are talking about the very aspect of the truth. I'm talking to Pastor Adonis, and we appreciate his presence, you know, on the show, because much of the times the very aspect of the truth is something that is not looked on in the rightest of ways. And when we come back, we are going to look into those commonly omitted truths today by the preachers of contemporary times.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
AM, streams of blessings.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good. And I'm talking to Pastor Adonis. We are looking into the very factor the issue of the truth and the attitude that we find amongst many who are actually teaching the truth, you know, because much of the times we see the feel good, we see the politically correct messages, we see religiosity. Teachings which conform to ways and customs. We see acculturated teachings. This is how the word becomes perverted at times or altered at times. And we see also things that were dedicated to the Lord, like our own bodies. Now they had become temples of other things, you know. We see the contextual meanings of the words of God, verbatim, perverse, changed into something else, and to fit a particular thought process or philosophy. It could be the African theology, it could be the Mediterranean theology, it could be the Western theology, and all those kinds of things and stuff. That becomes the main problem at times. Mm. And then we see that coming over and over and over again in our lives. What is your take there?
Yeah, okay, thank you, man of God. Yes, that observation is really clear that the very core of our belief is truth. And this truth is based upon the Word of God. Now, the issue is when we start speaking about God without His Word,
yeah,
and that's where the problem is.
Yes.
And my take will be we need to go back to the doctrine as the apostle did. I mean, the church at this particular time does not need any excitement teaching. They need to hear God, you know. And how will they hear God? Is first we need to take the church that look, the Word of God, the Bible is first what you need. You need to chew this word. Remember, we as a congregation, you know, the Lord refers to us as sheep. So you need to eat this word. You need to meditate upon this word. You need to eat this word.
Yes.
Now, how will you know that this word? How will you know that you are in the truth? That's why the Lord Jesus said, I won't leave you alone. I will help you. And I will leave the Holy Spirit to
yes.
be able to help you.
Yeah.
Now, the Holy Spirit is a person to consult.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit, to understand these things. My pastor taught us this. Help me more detail. Because, you know, in one more sermon in a Sunday service, it's not enough.
Yeah.
You know, to go through all the details of the word. That's why we have the Bible study. That's why we have all those things taking place, because we want to go deep in understanding what is the message in everything that we're reading from the Lord.
Mm.
So now, my take will be, again, is that we need to emphasize in the church to encourage the believers you know, to love the Word of God. To love the Word of God. And not only to love what the Word can do, but to fall in love with the Word of God. And most of the time, we run after what God can do than who God is.
And that is where the problem is, Muruti. You know, that is where the problem is. Because in a teaching where people are told, come in your great numbers, we are going to be talking about how you would be sharing in the sufferings of Christ, people won't preach.
No.
Because people have been conditioned that the gospel should be feel good. We know that the gospel is supposed to be the good tidings or the glad tidings about the kingdom of God. But it has turned into somewhat of a hypnosis ministry where there's a lot of drama that takes place, and there's a lot of inferences that are not right, which are done with regards to the Word of God just to make it spicy, Muruti.
You know, to go back a bit to the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse number 6, and the Lord says, my people are destroyed due to lack of knowledge. Now, he's not talking about any other people. He's saying, my people. It means though they are already mine, but they are still destroyed because they lack knowledge. So, which is to say that though we are in the Lord, we need to seek to know more about him.
Yes.
That's why Paul said to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17, 18, he said, may the Lord give you the spirit of revelation and understanding and wisdom in knowing him.
Yes.
Enlightening the eyes of your understanding. You know, so when we are in the Lord, still does not mean that we have arrived. Whether you are a bishop or a bishop, every day is a learning day from the Lord. Because we are in this life in the school with the Holy Spirit. Every day keep on teaching us, you know. And it is the truth that can secure us to stand when the wind of this, you know, false doctrine and false teaching begin to blow around. You know, if you have to detect the fake money, you know, first you need to know more about how the good currency look like.
You know,
even the FBI, they will train them how to touch the good money. You are so much good in knowing the good money. So when the fake comes, you don't need to hesitate. Now, the issue comes that when people, they don't know the truth, they are not taking the truth so seriously in everyday's life. So when the fake comes, because it looks like, you know,
like
it is
the
not
genuine
exact,
one.
It, it looks like a genuine one. Now, if you don't know what a genuine look like, you know, it's like you go and buy a techie, maybe, you know, shoes, maybe Nike, or, you know, sneakers, Nike, you know. If you don't know how the genuine one look like, you know, everything that shines, you just pick up and start running with it.
That is the problem, which shows that, well, I think those who actually do not bank on teaching about the truth but something else, they are taking advantage of the fact that we have become somewhat, you know, blinded or blind to the notion of accepting the truth as is. And that in itself... taking the sugar-coated kind of messages that make us feel good, even they know that they can pop into our pockets in the best of the ways that they can. But God is warning with regards to this. We will look into that when we come back. We are talking to the man of God, Pastor Adonis, and we are touching on the very aspect of the attitude today towards the truth. Preaching the truth, what it is even all about. Let's talk about the issue of effects when we return.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
657 Media Moive, Radio Pulpit. We're coming to you live late night with Ray and Pastor Adonis. Mm-hmm. We are looking into the very aspect of the truth. And I'm asking him questions, this man of God, and he responds as the Spirit of God allows him. In terms of the theme at hand, and that is the issue of the truth and the attitudes. We had spoken in describing the attitudes today, and we have spoken also in enlightening the people about instances of the avoidance of truth and the sugar coatings and how, you know, others are disguised as the truth. But in looking at the effects, the negative effects, the effects of actually not teaching the truth, number one, we see that there will be a destruction. You quoted earlier on, Muruti, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And then you spoke with regards to the freedom that we get with regards to knowing the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Which means a negative effect would be that we would be captured.
Yes.
We would be imprisoned. We would be in chains and dungeons. Now, one comes to deduce, therefore, that any form of teaching about that is not the truth, we actually are arresting people. We are actually helping the evil one to arrest the souls of the people, Muruti.
Mm. Okay, thank you so much, man of God. As I earlier on mentioned, this is from the mouth of our Lord Jesus himself. He said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So now, you know, the opposite also, it is also true. So if you don't know the truth, you're going to still live in bondage. And, you know, in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says that, and my people are perishing, are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. So which means that, you know, when you don't know the truth, or when you sideline the truth, you reject the truth, what happened to you is that you live in bondage. And it is from the bondage that you are completely going slowly and surely being destroyed.
Mm.
And we find that there are so many people today, they claim to be free, delivered from demons, but yet they are still captured and possessed by other men. You know,
mm-hmm. Yes,
and those men they possess them by what? By sidelining the truth that can enlighten their eyes, enlighten their lives, and push other hidden agenda, yet still behind the Bible. You know,
mm-hmm.
the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, that book is complete. You know, the Bible says that nothing can subtract from it. So if you have to talk about the truth, every book of the Bible is very important for our own life. So there's no book that we can say this one is not applicable to us. That's why the Holy Spirit is always there to give us revelation, understanding of the word that we are receiving every day. So now the effect of not taking the truth, or of rejecting the truth, or of hiding the truth from being taught is, people are going to be in bondage. People are going to be destroyed.
Yes.
And when we talk about people destroyed, you know, not only it goes far to even to the families, because the truth is. I'll give you an example. We talk about the truth. Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is love. Mm. Now, if we don't teach people to love one another, you find today couples are destroyed, families are destroyed, people are divided. Because we emphasize more to tell them, look, you're going to buy a car, you're going to buy this and this. But the very daily life that we live in, which is very simple, when your friend or your brother has offended you, go and make peace with him. That's the very simple truth, but very powerful.
Yeah. Now, we basically find ourselves being the kinds of people who, when somewhat, Muruti, when people are accustomed, it's like acquiring a taste to eat a grapefruit. You know, a grapefruit is not a very nice fruit. It sounds nice in the ears, but it's not a nice fruit because it looks like an orange, but it's sour, even though it looks ripe, you know. And it looks like people are made to acquire the taste for that which is a feel-good gospel. Then they tend to become bored when the truth is spoken, Murut, isn't it?
When we look to the book of Timothy, just to quote or maybe just some few verses, the Bible says that for the time will come, when people will not tolerate sound doctrine anymore. They will not tolerate accurate instructions. What are the accurate instructions? That the instruction that challenges us.
Yes, Muruti.
One thing, something pleasing. They will accumulate for themselves, many teachers, who can speak things that are in line with their expectation. They've got a preconceived mind. This is what I want to hear. If you don't give me what I want to hear, I leave. I go to the person who can give me what I want to hear. So it's no longer about what does God has for me today. Because this truth we're talking about, men of God, it is a mirror in which everybody must look unto himself and look in the light of the word of God. That's why it says the word is above everybody. As we share here, we also look into the word. Where the word brings light to us, we correct ourselves and we adjust ourselves and we make sure that the person that should be always be happy and be pleased is God. Whether I feel bad, but as long as I can please him. Whether I'm rejected, as long as I can please him. Because I can give an example. When you go to a doctor, it's not every medication they give to you is sweet. Certain medication they are sour, but they work even faster. So we need to be very careful not only to look at sugar-coated messages that is sweet. Sometimes it's sour, as you mentioned earlier on, it's sour, but you need it for that time. If you say, doctor, no, I don't want this one, I want the other one which is a bit sweeter. It might take long for you to be healed. While the bitter one is 24 hours, you are back on your feet.
I hear you. That's a great way of showing it, that it should be done in that way. And much of the times we tend to miss out on this. Perhaps the last question on this segment. So there are those, Muruti, who basically have somewhat gotten used to the fact that this is the true message because it draws a lot of people, a lot of numbers. It actually draws large numbers, but not to the Lord, but to them. And that's a side effect, isn't it, Muruti?
I'll quote again the one statement. Popularity or being famous, even the things of God, does not necessarily mean that you are in the right way. And we have to be very careful when people, they have to applaud us. They have to celebrate us and forget that it is not about you, it's the Lord. I like the attitude of John the Baptist, greater he was. When people, they come to him, he pointed them and said, look, it is not me. There comes the Lamb. It is him. I'm not even worthy to the level of his feet. It is him. You attract the crowd, whether you not attract the crowd, but the master up there, he must be waving his head in agreement with everything you are doing.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, it is to him you shall give an account of every single word that came out of your mouth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. All right.
And that is one of the very important things that for speakers of the word, teachers of the word, we must always ask ourselves questions. What I'm saying is the Lord or is my feelings?
Self-introspection, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. When we come back, we go to the final word with Pastor Adonis.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
I'm talking to Pastor Adonis, and we are on the final segment of the interview. And this is where we hear his philosophy with regards to what should be done. Much of the times, Muruti, let's start with those who are teachers. They say, I have actually been a person who has been teaching this. And my conscience has been really bugging me because I know that I am sugarcoating. And I know that the crowds that are here, it's because I have perverted the truth. I know the miracles are fake. I know these things that I'm saying in the reports are half-cooked. What do I do? I'm scared I might lose the people. What do I do? I'm scared people might be angry with me. What would you say to such teachers, Muruti?
Okay, what I would like to say with such teachers is... You know, humility is one of the very, very required virtues from the Lord. You know, we need to be humble enough. You know, if you know that you've been doing things and then your feelings, your personal interest has entered in, or we have performed miracles in the name of the Lord, but yet it was not God we invoked. I mean, God is God of mercy. And that's what I love with God. He's God of mercy, that when you repent, He will forgive you. It will give you another opportunity for you to make it right. Now, you might not end up, you must not just hold on to popularity. You know, you better have God on your side. It's more than a majority that you need. Yes, the fear also might be people know because of popularity, I gain some benefit, you know, maybe financially, things like that. But at the end of the day, you have to believe that this God is the God that can take care of you. If the God can look after you, even when everybody can leave you, you know. So I would like to encourage them. I mean, stop, make a U-turn, go to the Lord, repent, and ask for forgiveness. If you need to forgive, you have to tell the people to forgive you as well. You ask for forgiveness. Yes, you might lose people, you might lose friends. It happened, and it will happen. But at the end of the day, have God on your side, and then continue your journey to serve Him in the truth.
Now, here is a layman like me who goes to the church, a particular church setting, and I attend there, and I discover that what is being taught there is not the truth. And I choose to step a bit away, but I'm afraid because I've been told that should I step away, the man of God might pronounce curses on me. What do I do? Should I stay and drink the medicine that keeps me sick for 10 years?
That is a nice one. Okay. My advice would be, first of all, if a person discovered that here is no truth, for sure, I believe that should be the work of the Holy Spirit that has enlightened that person. right?
Mm-hmm.
To see that it's not the truth. Because without the Holy Spirit, I mean, you can get confused and call it everything that is God while it's not God. So when the Holy Spirit enlightens you, I think it is also one of your responsibility to ask the Holy Spirit for direction.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that being in Christ, you should live in fear. While there's no truth there, there's no curse that can touch you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you truly repent and come to the Lord, no, I don't believe that God can abandon you after he has enlightened you to show you that this place, I am not here. Mm-hmm. I am not honored. I am not here at all. And you leave. And someone has to stand and say, I release a curse over you. It cannot work for you. Mm-hmm. As long as you know you have stepped out and being called out by the Lord, not by your feeling or by the rumors, you are sure there is no truth here. You mm-hmm. pray and the Lord convince you by his spirit. No curse can touch you.
Yeah.
You can go as the Lord will lead you.
Mm, absolutely. Now, the general aspects in the final analysis, the need for the truth today, we are at a crucial point where we see a proliferation of those whom we can really tell that these are not of the truth. The seriousness of this, that people make the right choices and choose the truth, what would you say there?
Yeah. Okay. You know, every day of our life, when we talk about choices and choices and decision, the thing that we do even every hour, if I can say every minute or every second, So, once we are in God, we are in Christ, I think we need to rely mostly not on our own feeling or whatever, but we need to rely upon the Lord in terms of making sure that where I am and what I'm getting is from the Lord himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is what I would like to bring to all of us. You know, even when people, they go to belong to X, Y congregation, I mean, it can be a place whereby the truth is there.
Yeah.
But it's God wants you there. You have to go to that extent to know, because you might be here while God wants you somewhere else, but he wanted to make you, more relevant for the people, even not necessarily to be a pastor, but to be an active in the body of Christ and do what's supposed to be doing.
Yes.
But we don't want to run the race at the end of our race and the Lord say, you'll be running so well, but you don't achieve anything for me.
Yeah.
Understand? So because life, I would say, we're living here for Christ, and our life is a race. And we're not running the race to win. We are running the race to finish. As Paul says, I've run my race and I've finished. You need to finish. It doesn't matter how you finish it. It doesn't matter how fast you are. But what matters, you get there to your finishing line.
Yeah.
And that is the most important thing. Pass a race, you have a race, I have a race. Need to run. You might be running faster than me, but we're not maybe running for the same purpose.
Mm.
We have different purpose as God gives us grace.
Mm-hmm.
So let us search and inquire from the Lord that even our choices and our decisions in a way to be, even where they are truth, let us be where God wants us to be.
Absolutely. Men of God, I want to appreciate you.
Thank you so much,
want to appreciate the time you are giving us. And thank you so much for tonight. We are looking forward to talking to you again next week. And should people want to talk to you, how do they go about, men of God?
Yeah, if people want to talk to me, they can reach me on 076-812-1753. I repeat again, 076-812-1753. It is also a WhatsApp number. They can reach me on WhatsApp. And they can also Google on our website, which is Faith Fountain Ministry International House of Hope, which is also on a Facebook by the same name.
All right. So
then they can reach us and we can be able to be in touch.
So it's International House of Hope.
House of Hope, yes. Faith Fountain Ministries International House of Hope.
Okay. On Facebook, eh?
On Facebook, yes.
All right, Muruti. Thank you so much, man of God. We talk again next week.
Thank you, Pastor Ray, for having me.
Thank Shalom. You. Shalom, Ruti. Shalom. Bless you. That is Pastor Adonis there. And of course, we are talking to him again next week. Coming up next, we will be talking to Malamba Matumba.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.